From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Common Council President Thomas DiPietro was charged with harassment August 6th following an altercation with attorney and former 3rd Ward Alderman John Friedman in April. DiPietro, 63, of Hudson, was formally charged in Hudson City Court with second-degree harassment of violation. Friedman alleged DiPietro, and I quote, pushed him against a wall in a threatening manner, end quote, according to court documents. DiPietro deferred all questions to his attorney, Michael Howard. Howard could not be reached for comment. Friedman likewise declined comment. The maximum punishment for second-degree harassment is 15 days in jail. Charges based on a dispute that occurred during an April 24th meeting of the Common Council held on the second floor of the Hudson Area Library. On that day, following the meeting, Friedman was quoted as saying about the incident, and I quote, "All I have to say at this point is that as I was leaving the meeting last night during the recess, Tom physically attacked me and had to be restrained by his fellow council members," end quote. Friedman denied that he had threatened or provoked DiPietro. In response, DiPietro said, and I quote, "The less said about this unfortunate incident, the better for everyone. Mr. Friedman has a long, well-documented history of rude and abusive behavior. I do not," end quote. Editors note DiPietro is an active WGXC volunteer programmer. And you can read this full story at HudsonValley360.com. State Senator Daphne Jordan, August 6th, announced state aid awards for library construction and improvement projects in the 43rd Senate District. Jordan said in a press release, and I quote, "As a lifelong strong supporter of our excellent public libraries, I am proud to announce the availability of this state funding that will help local libraries across the 43rd Senate District continue serving families. Libraries are vital educational, cultural, and community resources, and I'll continue advocating for library funding and even stronger libraries," end quote. The Clabrick Free Library has been awarded more than $300,000 for its library expansion. The Germantown Library will receive $4,600 for the renovation of its library entrance and HVAC upgrades. The Hudson Area Library was given $10,700 for the construction of storage space. The Kinderhook Memorial Library will use its $38,000 grant for interior and exterior renovations. The North Chatham Free Library was awarded $5,300 for the expansion of its parking lot. And the Roliff Jensen Community Library received an award of nearly $73,000 for driveway and parking lot renovations. Jordan of Half Moon is affiliated with the Republican, Conservative, Independence, and Reform parties. Read the full press release at nysenate.gov. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Catskill osteopath and obstetrician gynecologist Myra Marby pleaded guilty August 5th in U.S. District Court to charges that she conspired to distribute controlled substances, health care fraud, aggravated identity theft, and obstruction of justice. As part of her guilty plea, Marby, 50, admitted that between 2015 and 2017, she wrote numerous prescriptions for oxycodone, morphine, and hydromorphine to others for no legitimate medical purpose. She then instructed a co-conspirator to fill the prescriptions by impersonating the named patient at pharmacies, knowing that healthcare benefit programs would pay for the drugs. Marby also admitted to instructing a co-conspirator to lie to a federal grand jury and to pay them for false testimony. She will be sentenced in December by Judge May DiAgostino. Marby is no longer licensed to practice in New York. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Mike Goodwin is reporting for the Times Union. A new poll from the Siena Research Institute has found that both Governor Andrew Cuomo and President Donald Trump are viewed negatively by a majority of those surveyed. The same poll shows that New Yorkers believe the state and the nation are on the wrong track. The poll of 110 voters was conducted between July 28th and August 1st. Cuomo was viewed favorably by 43% of New Yorkers, while 50% gave him an unfavorable rating. Cuomo had his strongest favorability in New York City, while only 31% of upstate voters and 37% of suburban voters viewed him favorably. The same poll put Trump's favorability rating at 35% and his unfavorable score at 62%. Siena College poll spokesman Steve Greenberg said the majority of voters do think Cuomo has made New York a better place to live during his 9 years as governor. Greenberg said, and I quote, "Democrats, black, Latino, and Jewish voters and voters from New York City strongly agree he's made the state better. However, Republicans overwhelmingly say he's made the state worse, as do a plurality of independents and upstaters. Men, downstate suburbanites, and white voters are closely divided," end quote. The poll also shows a majority of New Yorkers remain opposed to a new law allowing undocumented people to obtain driver's licenses, but a majority support a law that requires children to be vaccinated regardless of the religious beliefs of their parents. Respondents also back state laws that require the reduction of greenhouse gases, the ban on single-use plastic bags, and allowing farm workers to collect overtime pay and to unionize. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.